I don't drink coffee, I don't even have a cup. I drink bottled water, so you need to back your facts up. I'm a diabetic, need to watch my sugar count. Coffee's not a beverage I drink when I'm driving about. I never drop litter in my whole damn life. If you see me sat in Starbucks, I'm content to use the Wi-Fi. I didn't see no secret camera hidden in the cacti. Andy Anderson is gonna fuck you up, wise guy. I don't drink coffee, it's not my drink of choice. I order spring water when I'm drinking with the boys. Caffeine is mean to me, there's nothing to enjoy.
Will you say your name again? Roy?
I'm recording this call on my answering machine. I assure you that it's working, though you didn't hear a beep. I'm gonna take this tape and fucking march it down the street. Knock on Andy's door and get a hair by the chief of Phoenix, please.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out the car. And I don't throw the go-cup out the window, because I don't have any.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, this is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for June 29th, 2015. Today's show is sponsored by Tombstone. Thanks, Tombstone, for being a supporter of the show forever now. You're the best. Much better than the last supporter I had on the show. Today, I don't know. I still have all these curling club numbers left. Maybe I could just finish up this list just to get it out of my notebook because I'm sick of looking at it. No offense, Mistress Morgan. Thank you for sending these to me. But I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try and get rid of these curling club numbers. I've been occasionally giving, you know, blocks of 5 or 10 of them to the other shows on the Prank Call Nation, but I still have a ton of them left. I've got the R's through the Z's left, or the Y's. There are no Z's. Or, excuse me, the Z's. I forgot that curling is a weird Canadian fetish. Anyway, I do have a few announcements. First of all, I have breaking news. Breaking news, everyone. I got an air conditioner last week. It's pretty exciting. I'm in an attic. The show is broadcast from an attic, and the air conditioner is in the room next door to me. So it's not actually in this room. I can't put it in this room. I have a weird window in this room that the air conditioner will not fit in. But I do have air conditioning now, and it sort of worked. We had one day that was 102 degrees this weekend, and that really sucked. But my air conditioner, it sort of kept up with that. So what this means to you is that I can maybe do shows when it gets really hot up here still. Right now it's early in the day. I still have all my windows open, but it is supposed to get up to about 89 degrees today. So I probably will be using my new air conditioner in a few hours. Probably later this afternoon when I finish up the show, because I'm going to have to stop listening soon because Zach's and Laugh Track Matt's Party Time show is coming on the air in just a few minutes. By the way, they are the newest addition to the Prank Call Nation network. So welcome to PCN, Laugh Track Matt and Zach's. They do their Party Time show in the mornings on Mondays at a time when I usually can't listen to them because I'm busy with work and other things, but I think I might be able to listen today, at least to half of it. Later this week, it's supposed to get up into the hundreds again. So depending on how well my air conditioner can keep up with the heat, we'll see if any more shows happen this week. I actually went to the store. It's not even a block away. It's pretty much, three houses down from me or so. It's a convenience store. And I went in there and all their candy bars were missing. And I'm like, what happened to your candy bars? And he's like, oh, they all melted. Because they have air conditioning, but I guess it sucks. It's like 100 years old and they're... stores like an oven, so pretty much anything that can melt will melt whenever it gets this hot. Luckily, I live in Oregon, so it doesn't get this hot very often. I've been seeing a new type of prank popping up on Facebook and in a couple news stories, and this is a prank that I'm not suggesting any of you do because it breaks the rules at phonelosers.org/rules. But here's the prank. A person that has an iPhone, you tell them to do this really crazy thing with Siri. Ask Siri about 9/11. And, you know, you kind of allude that you're talking about the 9/11 attacks back in 2001. But then the hilarious part happens when Siri mistakes this for you asking it to dial 911, and your friend gets connected to 911, and you waste 911's time with a non-emergency. That's hilarious, isn't it? I've never had Siri myself on an iPhone. Doesn't she confirm that you really want to call 911? Doesn't she say something like, do you really want to call 911? Or does it just put it right through because it could be an emergency? Anyway, though, don't do this. It's a horrible thing to do. You're tying up the 911 lines. You're getting your friend in trouble with 911. I would never do anything like this. Actually, let me tell you guys a story about back when I used to hack into computers with... Oh, shit, what was that software? It wasn't real hacking. It was just a software that I loaded up. And Sub 7, that was it. Sub 7, it was like a control panel that let you control other people's computers. And you just put in a range of IP addresses, and it would scan all those IP addresses and find people that were infected with Sub 7, and I can control everything on their computer. And my favorite thing to do, this was back in the days of dial-up internet, where, you know, you'd have to dial a phone. This was the late 90s, early 2000s, and you'd have to use an actual modem inside of your computer to connect to your really slow dial-up internet. And one of the really horrible things I did with this software, and I only did this a few times, I swear, but I would change their modem initialization string to include the commands to dial 911 whenever their modem booted up. So as soon as they rebooted their computer, or actually every time they rebooted their computer from that point forward, their computer would automatically dial 911. And I know this is a horrible thing I did, and I shouldn't have done that, but I did. I mean, that's worse than the Siri prank, really. And what the hell am I doing? I'm sitting here reminiscing. I'm sorry. I usually only do this on the secret shows, so I'll cut it out. One last piece of news, though, before we get started, is that PLA was not hacked. The website, PLA, phonelosers.com, whatever. It wasn't hacked. It was just a plugin on WordPress I was using. It's a plugin I'd used for years and never had any problems with, and it worked really well for me for all these years. And then all of a sudden, it decided to go rogue and make pop-ups happen on every page of phonelosers.org, tricking people into downloading software updates that would install malware on their computers, I assume. I'm very sorry for those of you who were dumb enough to click on that and accept the malware into your computer, but you deserve it. But I think within a couple hours of me posting that show last week, a guy named Rob sent me an email, and he's like, I know exactly where those pop-ups are coming from. And he showed me where they were coming from, and he probably saved me hours of headache trying to figure it out myself, because I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to websites. But thanks a lot, Rob. That was really great to get that taken care of so quickly. I promised Rob that I would send him some stickers, and I would play MC Frontalot in this show. So at some point in the show, you guys are going to have to deal with MC Frontalot. My apologies for that. Let's get started on these damn curling club numbers that Mr. Smorgan sent me a few weeks ago. We've had a lot of fun with these, but I'm really ready to just finish up the list and be done with them forever. And I still have a list here of ideas that the chat room gave me, I guess last week when I was doing these curling club number calls on the air, live on the air, so I can still steal ideas from everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Susie?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the curling club.
Yes?
And I just needed to let you know that this coming weekend, we're going to be doing a car wash, like a fundraiser car wash thing. And it's going to be
Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
Okay.
It's going to be a topless car wash, though. And I just wanted to know if you'd like to be one of the girls. Hello? Susie? All right, I think she's on to me. I think this list is pretty much ruined because, I mean, at this point, I think everyone's been notified about the prank calls. The people in charge of the curling club have probably called everyone themselves from this list to warn them. Really, I should just throw all these away. I am deleting all of these when they don't answer, so I am done with this list. This is the last you will hear of curling club calls on this show. I mean, until Mr. Smorgan comes up with another list of curling club people.
Good afternoon, Ryan speaking.
Hey, Ryan. This is Paul from the curling club.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, we're doing a topless car wash to raise funds for the curling club. And I just wanted to know if you'd like to, you know, be one of the car washers.
Sure. When is it?
It's going to be this weekend over by the Tim Hortons.
Unfortunately, I can't this weekend. I'm out of town, out of ball tournament.
Oh, you just said sure. Is it just because you're embarrassed to be topless?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, fine, whatever. I mean, you'll come to the curling club for the fun stuff, but when it comes to the business and helping out, you're just not interested in anything, are you?
No, not really.
This is just like you.
Yeah, well, I would, but I'm out of town this weekend, so I apologize.
Where are you going to be?
Playing ball this weekend.
Which town are you going to?
Going to the States this weekend.
Oh, to the States? Which state?
New York.
Okay. This sounds really made up. I'm not sure I believe you at all.
That's all right. You don't have to.
All right. Whatever.
Anything else?
No, I guess that's it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, bye. Well, that was horrible. I don't know if that one's going to make the podcast or not.
Hello?
Hello, Janie? Hello? Okay, she just hung right up. That was weird. And she hung right up again. The leader of the curling club has these people well trained. I'm already up. Hi, Bill?
Yo.
It's Roy from the curling club.
Who?
Roy from the curling club.
Yo.
And I just needed to let you know we've had some complaints that you're not wearing the proper bowling shoes when you're curling.
Why'd you kiss my ass?
Why would you say that? Bill? Wow, okay. That was Schmanky's idea. He sent me that idea last week while I was doing the show live. And it's a big failure of an idea. Thanks a lot for nothing, Schmanky. Maybe if I warn them first about the prank callers, that'll throw them off.
Hello?
Hi, is Daryl there?
No, he's not. Make a message.
Well, do you know when he'll be back?
Not sure.
All right. Well, I'm calling from the curling club. This is Roy.
Uh-huh.
Do you know if he'll be available this Saturday? We're going to be doing a topless car wash to raise funds.
On Saturday, no. We'll be away.
What are you doing?
Doesn't matter. We'll be away.
No, we need to know what you're doing. I need it for my records.
No.
I think the reason you're hesitating to tell me is because you're lying. You don't want Daryl to come out and help us. Daryl's wife wants him all to herself. She's so selfish.
Hello?
Hi, Diane?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the curling club.
It's who?
This is Roy. I'm from the curling club.
Yeah.
Did you get our email or did anyone call you yet about the weird prank calls we've been getting?
No, just a sec. I can hardly hear you. Something's wrong. Hold on. I'll turn the TV off. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Now,
All right. Now
I really can't hear you very well.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. Did you get any email about the people have been impersonating us here at the curling club?
Yeah.
Okay, you got that. I just wanted to make sure. We wanted to make sure all our members were aware of this.
Yeah, no, there was, it was quite a while ago, eh?
But it's, it's still happening, apparently, so.
Oh, just so you know. What are they doing? They're just.
They're stealing identities and trying to talk members out of their credit card numbers.
No, for sure, we haven't been. Well, as you know, we haven't. And who are you again? I'm sorry.
My name is Roy.
Roy.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't know, but we haven't been curling in a couple of years, Roy.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, it's just that you're still on our list, so I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, nothing's happened here.
Hey, I know you haven't been here in a couple of years, but this weekend we're doing a topless car wash to raise funds for some left-handed curling stones.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to come out and be one of the topless car washers?
No, thank you. There's sort of a crisis going on in the family right now, so I think not.
But this would be the thing to take your mind off of the crisis if you were to come out.
Yeah, I don't think so,
and
right?
Just be naked in front of a bunch of strangers.
Yeah. Bye bye.
All right. Bye, Diane.
Bye bye.
Well, that seemed to work. I tell them about the prank calls before they have a chance to assume that I'm the prank caller. It's genius. By the way, that's Asthma's idea, the topless car wash for the left-handed curling stones. So thanks for that one, Asthma.
Hello?
Hello, Ray?
Hello?
Ray?
Just a minute. I can't hear you. I got to get in there.
All right.
Okay.
Is this Ray?
Yeah.
Hi, Ray. It's Bob from the Curling Club.
Yeah.
We just wanted to make sure, did you get our email about someone impersonating us here at the Curling Club?
No, I didn't.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know someone's been calling up people and pretending to be with the Curling Club.
Oh, and what are they calling about?
You know, they're trying to trick them out of their life savings. We think they're Nigerian scammers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
All right, no, they haven't called me, but I'll watch for him.
Oh, that's good. Hey, are you going to be at the next curling practice?
Next what?
We're going to have curling practice this weekend.
Well, where are you going to practice?
Out by in front of the Tim Hortons.
Oh. When's that?
It's going to be on Friday.
Well, I don't know. I'll try. What time?
About 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Yep. I just wanted to let you know, though, the lady that runs the curling thing, her name's Sandy, and she wrote a book, How to Curl the Patterson Way. And if you come to practice, you're required to buy this book. It's
$29.95. So, I doubt if I probably won't be there.
Oh, well, why not? Is it just because of the book?
Okay. Well, I'll think about it, but I don't expect I need any book. I'm old enough to quit, partner.
Well, come on. It's a book that'll show you how to curl better. There's a chapter in there on old people.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just think about it.
Well, make sure if you show up to practice, bring your checkbook.
Okay.
And it's right by the Tim Hortons.
All right.
All right. You really should come. You sound bored.
Hello?
Hello, Bob?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy from the Curling Club.
Oh, how you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, we're having our game in Russia this weekend, and we just wanted to make sure you got your ticket to go to Russia.
Russia?
Yeah, the country.
Yeah, no. I'm afraid you must have the wrong person.
Oh, no, you're on the list.
I hadn't planned to go to Russia.
Oh, no, you're on the list.
Bob, but I don't know if this is the right one.
Oh, no, you're definitely the right one. You're on the list, and we need you in that match. It's a very important match. It's against the Russians.
No.
You're supposed to be there, sir.
No, afraid not.
No,
sorry.
You need to get your airline ticket. You need to be there on Saturday morning. You're going to want to leave on Friday. Sir? Hello? What a horrible teammate. Not being there for his team.
Hello?
Hi, Jim?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the Curling Club.
Okay, which curling club?
Oh, are you a member of several? I'm in the Curling Club.
Okay. Roy?
Yeah, this is Roy.
Yeah? What can I do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure. Did you get our email regarding someone's been calling in and impersonating the Curling Club officials at the, you know, calling them on the phone?
Yeah, I think I did, yeah.
Okay. Can you print out that email?
Can you? What?
Yeah. Can you print it on your printer? I need you to print the email. Can you do that real quick?
Wait a minute. Who is this? Roy Hood.
Yes. Correct.
Roy Hood.
Yeah, that's who this is. I'm Roy Who.
What's your last name?
H-O-O, Who. I just need you to... print that email real quick?
No.
It's very important. We need
everyone... Right, are you a member?
No, I'm one of the board members of the Curling Club. I'm gonna need you to print that email so you can rip it up, because it was a mistake. It actually was someone from the Curling Club calling everyone.
So, oh, okay.
Do you have a print?
You don't print out an email and rip it up and then it's gone. It's still an email. You just delete the email.
No, you have to print it and rip it up. That's how you delete an email, stupid.
Fuck you, bud.
What? Oh my gosh, you guys, I didn't know Canadians knew the F word. That's crazy. I can't believe he said that. American television, it's corrupting their minds. I guess that was Buster Casey's idea to print out the email and rip it up.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Roy from the Curling Club.
Hi, Roy. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What's cooking?
That's good. Hey, we just needed to let you know that people have been complaining about you at the Curling Club. Like, every time you score a touchdown, you start doing this dumb dance thing.
Hey, Roy.
What?
Thanks a lot and fuck off.
What? Why would you say that? Everyone is saying that to me. I don't understand why. Maybe that's the instructions that the Curling Club left for everyone. If this guy calls you, make sure you use the F word. That'll get him never to call back, because he'll be so shocked.
Hello?
Hi, Robin?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the Curling Club.
It's who? Sorry?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from the Curling Club.
Okay.
And I just needed to find out, did you get our email about somebody calling and impersonating us?
Oh, yeah, I did get an email. Yeah. Oh,
okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. Do you still have that email? I'm going to need you to print that out.
Oh, no.
You deleted it?
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago, right?
Well, yeah, but it's still happening. We need you to print it out. Do you have a printer? A functioning printer?
No.
Well, if I re-email it to you, can you take it to the public library and print it there?
Who's calling, please?
My name is Roy from the Curling Club.
Well, can't you do that?
No, I need you to print out the email that I send you. I can't get in your email. Don't be crazy.
No. I'm sorry, I'm at the cottage. I won't be able to.
There's not, like, somewhere nearby where you could go and get the email printed?
No.
Oh, what are we going to do then?
I think I'm a little bit lost. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, it's just somebody's been calling and impersonating us board members here at the Curling Club.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. We've been away and now we're at the cottage, so I really don't know.
Oh, are you having fun at the cottage?
Okay, I've got to go. I've just got some things to do. Okay, thank you.
What are you doing? Bye-bye. What are you doing? Hey. What are you doing? Everyone's just blowing me off. They don't care about my important business here in the boardroom.
Hello?
Hello, Joe?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the Curling Club.
Oh, yes.
And I just wanted to make sure, did you get our email about someone calling and impersonating us here at the Curling Club?
About the fake calls?
Yeah, the fake calls.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, did you get that email that we sent out about those fake calls?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Do you still have that email?
No.
Oh, darn it. I didn't get my copy of the email, so I wanted you to read it to me.
Oh, no, I don't have it, sorry.
What did it say exactly?
Oh, I can't even remember now.
Oh, okay. Well, also, as long as I have you on the phone, we're pretty sure that, I mean, we know that you've been using performance-enhancing drugs for the curling matches.
Yeah, I have.
And we need you to cut that out. That's against the rules.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't want anybody to know.
Okay, well, I won't tell anyone. It's fine.
Oh, good. Thanks, Roy. I really appreciate that.
You're cheating, though. You're cheating.
I know, but then a lot of people do, you know?
No, we're trying to stop it.
No, maybe not, but...
We want it to be a fair game.
I know, but it's just the way I am. I'm a bit of a cheater.
You need to cut it out.
it's hard. I use drugs, too, and, you know, I do a lot of things I shouldn't do.
Yeah, well, I use a lot of drugs myself. You know, I'm
good. Heroin. We should meet sometime.
I'm a big heroin addict, but I don't cheat. You know, I don't use performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, we should get together sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We could
I've got to go. I've got a date here.
Oh,
so talk to you later.
That's believable.
Bye.
I totally believe that. All right, I think that's the official end to the Curling Club member calls. Because everyone knows what's happening now. And people are just using the F word with me. and messing with me. I can't handle it when people mess with me. I don't like being messed with. So I'm going to give up on these. There's not many of them left. So maybe I'll send these back to Mistress Morgan and she can call them on her show. By the way, if you listen to Mistress Morgan's show, she's done quite a few of these curling calls herself. So go to prankcallnation.com, find her show archives wherever they're located, and listen to entire shows full of curling club member calls.
Hey, Brad. It's June 20th, and I was just wondering, I mean, you might not be hearing this show October, so this might be pointless, but I was just wondering, when are you going to bring back the I dinged your car jokes? Because, like, last time you said you're bringing back summer, and it's, like, nearly July now.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of regretting that. It seems like I just finished doing the sorry I dinged your car pranks, but I will do them this summer. Somebody reminded me today that I said I would do them probably near the end of summer, around August or so. So I think that's when I will bring them back. And I think after that, maybe I'll just stick to doing them yearly instead of twice a year. Because while it's still the most awesome prank ever, it gets kind of old after a while. And I just kind of get sick of the whole thing. So let's just say that they'll probably start on August 1st. And right around that time, I will leave instructions in a show and tell you guys what the number is again, if you've forgotten. And I'll start taking carding calls again. I still haven't put any of those new carding calls on YouTube either. I really need to get around to doing that. I've still got them all sitting in a directory waiting to go up on YouTube.
Hey there, Brad. It's Corbin Guy.
Hey, Corbin Guy.
Please ignore my previous message. I understand that you probably do pre-screen everything, and maybe you don't. Who knows?
Actually, I've not heard your previous messages because I'm starting from the top of the voicemail list today instead of the very end. So I'll get to the fun stuff that you left before or later. Or I'll just ignore it, like you said to.
But anyhow, please ignore the last message.
Okay.
I was feeling like a little emo bitch about my health and
gotta listen
all
now.
Everything else and blah, 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 blah.
I've been reading about your health on your Facebook, Corbin.
So,
I hope you're doing okay.
But FYI, I'm getting the house unpacked. I'm getting my work studio set up once again, and I'm going to send you some more stickers.
Yay!
And
I still have shitloads left, by the way. I have a giant stack. I don't know how many you sent me, but it looks like, I don't know, I mailed out like maybe 100 or 130 so far with all the Patreon packages and just other things people have bought from me recently. I'm not saying don't send more, I'm just saying I have tons. So people are going to be getting illegal spray paint stickers for a long time.
These are new stencils, and your cat will absolutely hate the smell of it.
Yes, she will.
Because it is spray paint, and I probably should not be using spray paint because of his eyeball. Absolutely destroys my bladder and liver, but who gives a crap?
You've got that crazy World War II mask, right? That protects you from all that?
But I think this new design will be pretty fucking awesome.
It better be.
So just,
or you're fired.
And thank you for distributing them. I appreciate that. I do. I do. Wow. I've gone over a minute.
And I haven't stopped it yet. Why haven't I stopped your call yet?
You're a big jerk. Go ahead. Cut this short.
All right.
Cut it short.
All
cut
right.
it short.
I will.
Cut it.
Right.
Cut
bye.
It.
Bye.
It.
Whatever. Bye.
Cut it.
Take that. Whatever you say for the next 30 seconds, nobody will ever hear it. By the way, if anyone wants to send me stickers or anything else that's flat that you think Patreon people might enjoy getting in the mail, feel free to do that. I have been distributing Corbin's illegal stickers for quite a while now, and other people's stuff too. I've had someone send me PLA tattoos in the past to give to everyone, and other random stickers and flat things. And yes, the spray paint stickers, they do piss my cat off. The smell of them really pisses my cat off. Next time I get some, I will take an Instagram video of my cat getting really pissed off when I open the package.
Hi, Ryan.
Speaking of Instagram, I completely forgot to mention this earlier when I was ranting about my air conditioning, but you blind listeners will be proud of me because I got a remote control for my air conditioner that has Braille writing on it. So I'm supporting the blind with my purchase of this air conditioner. I don't know if that's a normal thing for air conditioners to have, Braille on the remotes, but I'm pretty sure this is the only appliance in my house that has Braille on it. Very weird. You can see a picture of my Braille remote on Instagram. Instagram.com/BradBCP. And you'll also see a picture of my cat that hates spray paint and a picture of the instruction manual from the air conditioner that says, make sure you don't let the air conditioner fall out of the window while you're installing it. Thank God they told me that, because I would have if that hadn't been in the manual.
Hi, Ryan. I just woke up here, and what the fuck have you done to my curling ball?
Oh, no.
There's a note attached to it. It says to call you. And inscribed on it, it says, fuck the New World Order. What the hell is the New World Order?
Oh, wait, no, that was
and
somebody
why
else.
Are you telling me to fuck it? I don't really want to fuck something that I don't know what it's about. Anyway, I'll just Google that now. Just kidding. This is me, the reality detective guy.
Oh, shit, I thought you were completely serious. Thank God you told me you were kidding.
And, me again. Yeah, that's my actual name. Last name again. First name me. And I just want to say thanks, man. That was hilarious that you played my little message before. It was great. And that's about it. Have a good one. Keep up the good pranks. And try not to come through my window again with your weird little obsession with putting things on balls. My curling ball in this
you
instance.
You know me.
I think it's kind of weird. But apart from that, keep up the good work, mate.
No promises.
And have a good one.
You too. So while I was looking at this list that Mistress Morgan sent me, I noticed I still have a list of shoe customers that I sent to Carlito last night during his show. And he called a lot of these, but there were a few that didn't answer. And I can sort of remember some of them that didn't answer. But I was just thinking I'll just recall this entire list, except for the ones that I remember their names from Carlito's show. And maybe I'll reach some that Carlito never got last night. This shouldn't take long. There's not a whole lot of numbers.
Hello?
Hello, Nicole?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from...
Uh-huh.
And we accidentally ordered the wrong shoes for you. We got the shoes. They were... A celebrity came in, and they're actually for him. And the shoes that we ordered for you, they are actually worth $62,000.
Oh, great.
So we're going to need you to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've already ordered them, and we didn't get very much money from you. So we need you to come in and pay this remaining money that you owe for these shoes.
Yeah, you're out of your mind.
Why are you...
I'm not going to pay you $60,000.
Well, no, you're going to get the shoes. It's not like you're just giving away $60,000. You're getting the shoes. So it's fine. It's just... It's just an honest mistake, and we need you to pay for it.
Yeah. Not my mistake, your guy's mistake.
I know.
So I'm not paying for it.
The Christian thing to do would be to pay for the mistake.
Yeah.
Well, come on. If you don't pay, this is going to come out of my paycheck this week.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
You should. You're completely fucking me over.
Mm. Well, people make mistakes, and you have to own up to your own mistakes. I'm not paying for it.
What am I supposed to do? Maybe we could split it. Oh, she's gone. I have no idea if we reached her last night or not. I'm not sure about this next one either.
Hello.
Hello, Ada?
Yeah?
This is Roy from the shoe store.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to see if you could send me a picture of your feet. I need to verify that we have the right size.
Why? Where are you? Where are you calling?
I'm calling from the shoe store.
What place is that?
Yeah, that's the one. You ordered some shoes from us. I think it was 2 days ago. Or three days, on Friday.
Well, how come they said nobody's working there as a boy?
What?
As a man.
No, that would be sexist. They can't just not hire men. Of course I work here.
Can I talk to one girl over there? Because I just talked to her today.
Oh, no. Listen, I just need a picture of your feet, of your naked...
Can you give me the phone to her, and I'll talk to her?
But I need a picture of your sexy, naked feet.
Nah,
please.
Never mind. I don't need to order anymore.
Well, no. I just need to make sure that the size is okay, all right?
I'm not feeling good. I'm sick, so I can't get up.
Oh, but, you know, it doesn't matter. Your feet will still look beautiful when I see the picture.
Yeah. stupid.
So that's all right. Damn it, I was really hoping that would work.
Hi, this is Pamela.
Oh, hey, Pamela. This is Roy from the shoe store.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I just needed to... We needed to verify the size of your feet. Can you send me a picture of your feet with your cell phone to my cell phone?
No, I cannot.
Why not?
Because that would tell you not much information.
Oh, no, no. We've got a... It's special cell phone feet measuring software.
Interesting. That's
yep.
Lovely.
Sponsored by Pornhub.com.
Oh, okay. Have a good day.
No, wait. I just need a picture, though. Just one picture. It didn't work again.
Hello?
Hello, Shandy?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Roy from the shoe store.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know something about your shoes.
What?
Well, they were on the way to the store. We are having them delivered by UPS. And the UPS truck, it capsized. So now all the shoes are mixed up. So it's unlikely that your shoes, you're going to get a pair of shoes. Most likely you're going to have one kind of one shoe and then another kind of the right shoe. They're going to be mixed up. You know, because the truck, it capsized. What?
And what?
Well, I'm just telling you, your shoes are going to be mixed up. When you come and pick them up, you're going to get two different shoes.
I sure hope that you, know that they're tracking you. You know that you're being fraudulent, yeah?
What?
You know that you're being fraudulent, and they're calling people, and you're pissing people off for no damn reason.
No, they're...
You understand? Do you understand me?
This is
Stop
for real.
Stop fucking calling my phone, you idiot.
This is for real, ma'am. It's not a prank this time. All right, I'm going to guess that Carlito got through to that one.
Hello?
Hello, is Laura there?
No, she's not available right now. Can I take a message?
I'm calling from the shoe store. She ordered some shoes from us on Friday.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just need to talk to her about the shoes.
All right, yeah, we're going to be coming in to get them tomorrow.
Okay, well, here's the problem. The shoes came in, and they're here and everything, but the LCD screen on them were cracked. And she didn't opt in for the insurance.
Okay, shoes don't have LCD screens.
Oh, hers does. She ordered a pair of shoes that have an LCD screen in them.
No, they don't.
No, they do. They really do, and it's cracked.
All right, have a good day.
What do you mean, have a good day? Why won't anyone believe me? I'm stealing these ideas from the chat room from the last time I did this, by the way, because I'd been pasting ideas when I did the live show, just like with the curling club member calls, and they're just still sitting here in my notebook. So that idea, that was from Simplex. Other ideas in here are from Elky, Snails, Dust Bernadette, Train Vagabond, and Number 2 Pencil. So thanks, you guys, for the ideas that I'm still stealing weeks later.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
And that's all the people that answered. I just tried everyone. I didn't give very many answers at all. Carlito had much better luck last night during his show. So if you want to hear a lot of people answer the calls about their shoes, and I know I was involved in at least one of the prank calls about shoes last night on Carlito's show, you should go to prankcallnation.com and look at Carlito's archive and listen to his latest show from June 28th, 2015, and you can hear much better shoe calls than you just heard just now. Here's a prank request from Mr. Chappie. Mr. Chappie says, I won't go into detail on how I know this guy, but he's a complete asshole. He's in his early 60s and has the temper mentality of a child. He's a total crook and is extremely gullible. The guy did so much cocaine in the 80s that he's literally just a whack job now with an insane temper. He should be an easy victim to rage. He's absolutely obsessed with his yard, so I think if you tried the True Green killed your lawn prank, it should produce some pretty good results. He also has a psycho bitch of a wife named Angie, and she's just as twacked out and easy to piss off. So he's given me Dave's home number and his cell phone number that he always has on him, according to these notes.
Hello?
Hello, is Dave around?
He is not. Could I take a message?
Oh, do you think he'd pick up his cell phone if I called his cell phone?
I don't know if he even has it with him, but you can try.
I heard that he always had it. All right, well, I'll try that then.
Well, he does, but yeah, it's gone, I think. I'm not sure if he remembered to grab it. Sometimes he forgets. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's try this real quick. At least I can call her back if Dave doesn't answer.
Hello?
Hello, Dave?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from True Green. You know, the lawn company?
Who?
From True Green.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn. We thought we were supposed to spray a neighbor's. We thought
two doors down. You do every year.
What?
You usually do the house two doors down every year.
Yeah, that's the one. But they actually were getting the treatment to kill the grass. So we did the treatment to kill all of your grass.
Uh huh.
So I wanted to apologize for that. We've sprayed a grass killer all over your lawn.
When did you do that?
Just a couple days ago. And we just...
And so you plan to plant me a new yard then?
Oh, no. I'm just letting you know. Because your neighbor just called and let us know that we never did his lawn.
But why would you want to kill the grass?
Well, because he was going to get one of those fake lawns installed. You know, the AstroTurf stuff.
No, he wouldn't do that. Who is this?
How do you know what he would do and what he wouldn't do?
Well, okay. So what are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to tell you we sprayed grass killer all over your lawn and your lawn's going to die, and I'm very sorry about this.
Well, I'm telling you, if you are, you're going to be coming and sodding me on.
Don't tell us what to do, because, you know, unless you want to pay for it, we'll do it then, but... This was not our mistake.
Well, see, it's not your mistake. You come and put grass killer on my whole yard.
Yeah, because
that's not your fault.
Your neighbor wrote down the wrong address, so you're going to have to take it up with him.
Not a chance. I'll see you in court. Goodbye.
Oh, no, you won't, motherfucker. You can't threaten us with a lawsuit over nothing. We didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I have good attorneys. We'll go from there. Bye.
Oh, you have multiple attorneys? I think that's bullshit, isn't it? All right, Mr. Chappie. He didn't get very angry. Let's try his wife back, though, or whoever that lady was. We'll do the same thing to her and see what happens.
Hello?
Hi. Dave didn't answer his phone. I'm actually calling from True Green, though. And I needed to let you...
Just a second. If you give me a minute, I can get a pen and paper here.
Okay. Well, I just needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn.
You sprayed my lawn?
Yeah, we sprayed it with grass killer. We were supposed to do the neighbor's address, but we accidentally did your address.
You sprayed what part of my lawn?
Well, all of it.
You sprayed all my lawn?
Yeah.
No, you did not.
What do you mean? Why are you saying we didn't?
Well, I'm thinking maybe you're joking.
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about this. It's a very, it's an honest mistake. The neighbor down the street, he was getting his lawn sprayed with grass killer because he's going to redo his lawn. But your grass is all going to die.
You're kidding me.
No, I would not kid about this, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Oh, this is not, no. I'll let you talk to my husband when he gets home. Who do I ask for?
My name is Roy, and you can call this number.
Roy?
Yes.
Okay, and what neighbor were you spraying? What address?
Oh, I can't tell you that. It's confidential. We can't just give out customer information, you know.
Okay, well, okay.
All right, but yeah,
but
your grass,
your
it's industrial strength grass killer, and pretty much grass isn't going to grow on your lawn ever again, unless you dig up all the soil and replant soil.
Well, if you guys killed it, you'll be digging it up.
Well, no.
I'll let you talk to my husband.
Hey, it's not
give me your phone number.
It's not our fault because the neighbor put the wrong address on. He put a zero instead of a one or something like that.
Well, give me your phone number.
All right, it's 40.
Uh-huh.
26.
Yeah. Okay.
9.
Keep going. Mm-hmm.
And then 4.
Okay.
And then 9.
Okay.
And another 9.
Okay.
But hey, right. Hey, don't threaten us, because, you know, we don't have to replant the grass.
I need to know why. I need to know where this is coming from, because if my grass dies in my front yard, somebody's responsible for it.
Well, it's probably the neighbor's responsible. You don't
well,
have to.
I need the neighbor, but I'll have my husband call you, okay?
Okay, you don't have to yell
Thank
at
you.
Me. It's not my fault.
Well, if you killed my grass, I will be yelling at somebody. Thank you.
Hey. Well, Mr. Chappie, I'm not really satisfied with those calls. So I blame you for this. You promised me he has the temper mentality of a child, and he didn't. So I'm very disappointed in this prank submission. I'm going to call him back.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, this is Steven from Royco Roofing. And we just tore the roof off of your house because we were supposed to do the neighbor's house.
No, and you were supposed to do my house. You were supposed to take the roof off.
No.
Get the ride out.
No. The neighbor just came over and yelled at us.
You got the right house. I want to thank you. I got to go. I got another call coming.
Well, who's calling? Is it Angie? Oh, he hung up. All right. Dave is the winner. Wow, there's been a lot of failure in today's show. So I think I'm just going to give up. I'm going to just get frustrated and rage quit right now. But just so the show isn't completely 100% full of failure calls, I'm going to cheat and do what I've done before in the past. I'm going to look on my YouTube and see what I was doing exactly a year ago today, or close to exact. I guess not exact at all. But here's a call from June 7th. It's not a very long call, and I think you guys will definitely enjoy this one. This will be a good one to close the show out on. Okay, this is a request. This person says in the request, "Hey, I love your show. My sister-in-law deserves a good prank call. She's the owner of a children's baby clothes consignment. Please, this would make my year." Anyway, yeah, I'm going to say I'm with the store next door to them. I'm Sensei Doug.
Baby Love, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. This is Sensei Doug. I run the martial arts store right by you.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, that's good. Business doing pretty good and all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, really good.
That's good. Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, sure. No problem. Hey, listen. Do you think maybe you could stop fucking looking at me like that every time I come in? Because, like, every time I come in, you're just looking at me like that. And just stop looking at me. I'm tired of you looking at me. Give me those snake eyes.
What?
Give me those fucking snake eyes and just looking at me. Just stop looking at me.
Are you joking right now?
Not at all. I am sick of it. I'm a sensei. My name is Sensei Doug. I shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm just trying to do my job, go to work, and every time I come in, you're looking at me.
Okay, this is a joke.
No, I am not.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. First time I seen you was when I first started here 3 months ago. I haven't seen you since. So I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, is it the owner then? Because one of you females in there are just looking at me. Like, I come in, I have to walk around all that shit you put out on the sidewalk, all those strollers and toys and shit. It looks like my ex-wife's backyard or something.
Okay, well, this call is a very harassing call, and I could call the cops on you for calling me, cursing me out like this.
I'll call the cops and tell them you've been looking at me, and I feel threatened every time I come to my own work.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
And your lazy eyes freaking me out. And she's gone. One more time. Nobody hangs up on Sensei Doug.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sorry about that. Baby Love.
Oh, hey, it's Sensei Doug again. I got hung up on by that girl that's always giving me the snake eye whenever I come to work.
Oh?
Yeah, listen, I talked to the building manager. I talked to the owner of this building, and he says you can't keep all your shit out on the sidewalk. Because I almost trip over it every time I get here. I have to walk around. It's a sidewalk. It's not a fucking display window. It's a sidewalk. This is Sensei Doug from upstairs.
Okay.
And it's a sidewalk. Do you know what a sidewalk is? The purpose of a sidewalk is so you can walk on it.
Are you talking about our clearance rack in front of our store?
All the shit in front of the store. You always have strollers out there. It looks like a goddamn garage sale. You have strollers and toys.
Is there a reason you're cursing
shit
at me?
Because every time I come to work, you guys are looking at me. You're just looking at me. Stop looking at me like that.
Who's looking at you?
Give me the fucking snake eye every time I come to work. I shouldn't have to feel threatened just coming to work, you know?
Is this a joke?
No, I'm sick of all this shit. I'm, like, all this time I've been having to walk around all that crap in the sidewalk. It's like,
why do you even park in front of our store? What are you having to walk around? I don't understand.
I come in front of the store all the time, and you guys know that because you always look at me. I mean, guess what? The dumpster's in back. If you want to throw all your crap away, throw in the dumpster. Just don't leave it on the sidewalk.
We don't leave anything on the sidewalk. So we put stuff out for display that's for sale. If you have a problem with it, I guess you could take it up with the property manager.
I have.
Don't call me cursing at me.
He told me. He said I'll talk to them. And I'll get them to stop leaving shit all over the sidewalk.
Okay, that's great. Then he can call and talk to us. Otherwise, I guess you should just open your eyes and watch where you walk.
It look like a bunch of hobos live here.
This is the most ridiculous phone call I've ever received. Nobody's giving you snake eyes. You think we stand in front of the store and wait for you to walk by every day?
No, I can see you from inside.
I don't even know who you are or what you look like. Are you crazy?
You can see you from inside. You're all judging me and like just looking at me.
Oh, and judging you? How do you see us from inside? You think we're sitting there watching you?
I can
waiting
see
for you.
You. I have ninja eyes. I'm sensei fucking Doug.
Okay, fucking Doug. Have a good day.
Oh, you're gonna curse at me now. Things are gonna be awkward with Sensei Doug next time they see him. Good old Sensei fucking Doug. I can't believe that was only a year ago. It looks like my other choices for 1 year ago was the Christian comic guy prank call. Remember that guy? The one I'm still not sure was real. And then there were all of the church prank calls. 1 year ago, that's when Liz Darwin introduced us to church directories. The good old days of 2014. That's going to do it for today's show, though. Thanks for listening to the past 50 minutes of failures. Thanks, Tombstone, for sponsoring the show today. And if you'd like to be a sponsor, be sure to visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/phonelosers, or just go to phonelosers.com/cactus, where you can get high-quality streams and secret shows and stuff in the mail occasionally, every couple months, usually. Be sure to listen to Prank Call Nation. There's nothing on tonight, nothing scheduled anyway, but there's always something on in the evenings on Prank Call Nation. Tomorrow night will be Mop Riding with Dwight. Wednesday is Neon Nights with Neon, and Thursdays is The Science Show with Sloth, even though he's been slacking lately and hasn't done a show in a while. I bet you he will this week, though. The past week has been pretty crazy on PCN, because Dwight figured out that he could trick convenience store employees into dropping Mentos into Diet Coke and causing big explosions to happen. So basically, we've become PrankNet, but it sure is hilarious. PrankCallNation.com, phonelosers.com, and here is some MC Frontalot that I'm going to end the show with for Rob, because he's my favorite person now.
Little Red Riding Hood was in good with the food distribution by her own volition, choosing to sincerely deliver to old folks sucker, also vigor, cheese and crackers, salt and coffee, medicine to help the heart beat softly, awfully kind in a mission. Red was yes in a head-on collision with the forces of trouble, long in the tooth plus stubble. And this goes double for all little girls. Know who wolves are, don't be telling them where you're going, how far, in what direction it is, especially if it's the unguarded cottage where grandma lives. This is just common sense with which Little Red dispensed. Hence, she proceeded on her way
through the woods to Grandma's place.
Little Red Riding Hood rolled up, took one look and was like, what the what the heck? Grandma got a hairy neck, teeth enough to get wrecked. Next up, wood axe swinging. That's how it happened, that's all I'm singing. That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
Well, I won't start over if you don't stop yapping. Now wolves got it hard on this earth, ever the subjects of defamation and mirth. First in line to be out there lurking, eyeing ingenues and smirking, working on a master plan, trying to get fed about the best he can, wondering if grandma got much meat, endeavoring not to be indiscreet. So how many of them baskets she go through a month, and how does she react when she misses lunch, and what direction was she living in again? Well, you better hurry up and go and visit her then. But wolves are speedier than little girls, barely pausing to devour jackrabbits and squirrels. The wolf arrived, all the rest despicable lies. All that talk of assumed identity, let it be. This wolf was indelibly wolf-like, forthright too. He said, grandma, here's what I'll do. Swallow your whole, your kinfolk for after. Then I'll keep living so you don't have to. Sorry, starving wolf, no choice. Get in the gullet, just follow my voice. That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
Well, I won't start over if you don't stop yapping. We'll be right back. grandma was hanging alone.
Or Tibetan medicine for the glaucoma.
She paid rent in the forest. It was inexpensive. Grandma's house was in the intensively wolf-rife section of town. She didn't mind. She liked a wild hound. Sound at the door. An intruder. Is that you, Red? You brought food for me to eat? Nope, the opposite. No hard candy. No soft chocolate. Just a wolf belly for you to inhabit. And I'ma need your nightshirt for the next gambit. Clandestinely reclining in bed. The wolf awaits for Red. Expecting their usual banter. How's school? Fine, Grandma. Here's food. Thanks, dear. Instead, it's all what's up with the ears, eyes, nose, throat, teeth. Little Red Riding Hood, why you giving me grief? Bodies change as the years advance. Soft features grow unkind to the glance. And hairs sprout. All of it the better for you getting in my mouth. Wow, it's dark in here, says Grandma. Here comes the wood axe swinging like, yeah, y'all. Old woman, come on back out. And lock up your door when you're lying around. That's the story.
That ain't how it happened.
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 That's all I got, so you commence napping.
We mean, haha. Am I supposed to be doing this?